This episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Skillshare. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/accidental and get a free trial of premium membership. This episode is also sponsored by Literati. Go to literati.com/accidentalcreative to find your perfect book club and sign up today. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, including the new book, The Motivation Code, available now wherever books are sold or at motivationcode.com. So freelance life is full of tremendous opportunities, but also tremendous challenges. When you're working with multiple clients, all of whom have different demands and none of whom are communicating with one another, it's really incumbent upon you to be clear about expectations, to ensure that your deliverables are exactly what the client wants, and to make sure that you're managing your portfolio of clients effectively to ensure that you're maintaining viable income over time, especially now, I mean, in the midst of COVID when the marketplace is shuffling a bit. So what are some things that freelancers should be especially focused on right now in the midst of all that we're dealing with economically, socially, and so on? Well, today's guest is Amanda Malko. She is a leader at MailChimp and the head of MailChimp & Co. and MailChimp Academy. And she's going to share with us some of the things that she and her colleagues at MailChimp have learned about ways that freelancers can thrive even in the midst of these uncertain times. So we're going to have a conversation with Amanda in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Skillshare. So this holiday season, give a gift that means more. Get creative and learn how to make the perfect handmade gift with Skillshare's online classes. You see, Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. You can explore new skills, you can deepen existing passions, and you can get lost in your creativity. You know, now is a time when all of us need to be finding ways of expressing our creativity, of staying engaged, of developing skills, of growing, of doing little things to keep us mentally, emotionally, and physically engaged with the world around us. And one great way to do that is to take classes offered by Skillshare. For example, iPhone photography, how to shoot and edit conceptual photos on your iPhone. This is a great class to help you learn how to better use this incredible tool that you have in your pocket, the camera on your phone. And this class is going to walk you through step by step how to take better photos. And you can turn those photos into a wonderful gift for people that you care about. Instead of just buying them something, don't do that. Make them something that they're going to cherish forever. And you can learn skills related to illustration, design, photography, film and video, music, anything you want to learn, you can learn it on Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. And by the way, Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. You absolutely can't beat it. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/accidental and get a free trial of premium membership. Again, that's skillshare.com/accidental to get a free trial of premium membership at skillshare.com/accidental. And we thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Well, it's so great to have on the podcast today, Amanda Malko. Amanda is the head of MailChimp & Co. and also the head of MailChimp Academy. And we're going to talk today about some of the dynamics that are happening in the freelancer community. Amanda, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast.
Great to be here. Thanks, Todd.
So I am fascinated by your title. I told you before we started recording that I'm a longtime MailChimp customer. We've been using MailChimp for years and years and years and years and years and years, and absolutely love MailChimp. But for those who aren't familiar with MailChimp and aren't familiar with you, could you just share a little bit about MailChimp and about your role there?
Absolutely. So MailChimp is an all-in-one marketing platform. We're used by about 12 million businesses all around the world. And my role is leading MailChimp & Co., which was our partner program and is now our community for freelancers and agencies all around the world. And as part of that, we've built a training academy called MailChimp Academy that I also lead with a great team that we have here at MailChimp.
So one of the reasons I was very excited to have you on the show is that you have a very unique view into what's happening right now with the freelancer community. And I know we have a significant number of freelancers who are listening to the show. You know, freelance work is up drastically right now, given the nature of the economy. And would just love to hear from you. What are some trends that you're seeing right now as it relates to the freelance community, you know, how freelancers are engaging with their clients? You know, what are some things that you're seeing right now that are happening?
Well, I would echo the first one that you just said, which is that freelancing is up. I think based on many of the surveys that you see, I think all of them really point to that, which is seemingly on the surface, great news if you're a freelancer, and certainly we think it's great and we expect to see more of it. I think in terms of being a freelancer during a time like this, and I actually worked in an agency during 2008, so there are some similarities. I think it's a great opportunity to think about new ways to grow your business, and I think it really can breed a lot of innovation. But I think it's also a challenging time, certainly for our clients. And so that also can be very challenging to be a freelancer in particular during this time. And so I think the overall themes that we're hearing is that our clients are budget strapped, but willing to experiment. And some are actually thriving because they're finding that the move towards a more online shopping and buying is actually really helping certain verticals. And then as freelancers, I think we're hearing a lot of our community who are really pivoting to offer different kinds of services. And so again, I think that speaks to the kinds of innovation that can happen, whether you're a brand or you're a freelancer offering services during this time.
So what are some ways that freelancers are innovating? I'm really curious to hear, do you have an example of someone who has innovated in some way that made you think, wow, okay, that probably wasn't something that would have happened had it not been for the times that we're living through right now?
100%. We have so many. And I think of one partner. She is a MailChimp partner. So she's within our community, but she is one of our more advanced partners and has been working with MailChimp for a long time. And she was speaking about how in the beginning, of course, it's certainly scary. You have a lot of clients who might be downsizing. But what she realized is that they all really wanted to be trained and taught how to do some of the things that she did. And while on the surface, that was, you know, threatening to her business, she actually realized what an amazing opportunity, because they're willing to pay a premium to learn what she knows. And so in the time that she has to spend with them, she might spend less total time with them, but she's getting more paid more and they're getting a lot of value out of that time. And so she's actually built out a whole training and consulting arm of her business that now is her fastest growing revenue stream. And so I think that's a really interesting example of where the first reaction is, okay, this is not how I usually work. This is not what I usually offer. And now she's actually built quite an impressive training and coaching business.
I love that example. I was just talking with a friend of mine, Dory Clark, for the podcast. I think on the last episode, actually, we were talking about how when this entire thing began, you know, both of us, Dory and myself, our businesses are largely centered on, you know, traveling and speaking and consulting and training in person and things like that. And obviously that business completely went away when the global pandemic happened. It's like the one thing that can completely tank our type of business, right? It's global pandemic. We can't get people together. And so, you know, Dory was saying her approach was, instead of worrying about market share, she was going to focus on mind share, right? She was going to start creating content and servicing clients and putting all kinds of effort into staying in front of people and being helpful, because there's going to come a time when this is over and you want to be the first person who is top of mind when this is over. You want to be the most helpful person. And I would think that same principle would apply to freelancers too, right? You want to take this opportunity to try to be of service rather than just asking for business.
That is such great advice. It is evergreen advice too. I have a lot of, I coach a lot of freelancers and small agencies, and the overwhelming thing that I hear in my sessions with them is, I'm afraid to sell. That they don't say it that way, but that's really what they mean, because they feel like it's an unhelpful thing to do, that you're asking for something. But when you start to think about selling your services as giving value, which is really, that is what you're doing, it really changes the way you think about generating new business for yourself. And so I think that whole mentality is certainly very valuable right now. Be that first person that they want to call because you've been so useful, but it's also just a great way to sell in general. And I think the way that freelancers in particular should think about the services that you offer, it's not that you're selling them, you're offering them because they're valuable.
It's so interesting that you bring up that that mindset example, because I also encountered that very commonly with people that I talk with. And it's such an important switch to flip mentally, to realize that people aren't doing you a favor when they hire you, that you're actually doing them a favor by adding more value than what they're paying you for, right? And I think people don't think in terms of that. They think in terms of, I don't want to mess it up, I don't want to lose the business, I don't want to lose the client, or I really need this client, versus this client is an opportunity for me to add value, and what I'm giving them is probably worth more than what they're going to pay me.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's a great way of saying it. And I think during downturns, one of the best things you can do as a freelancer is to invest in educating and providing more value to your existing clients. And so certainly that's an easier road to sustainability than continually trying to get new clients, depending on the type of business you have. And so I think thinking about ways to provide more value, as it sounds like your friend and past podcast guests indicated, is a great thing to be doing right now. And I've seen people do everything from offering a free training session because it's going to help their client in a tough spot to, I think one of the greatest encapsulations of how to think about value is when it really hits the heart. And we had a partner who had a client who was certainly a small business struggling during the downturn, and unfortunately got hit pretty hard with COVID and ended up in the hospital. And during her hospital stay, she ended up being incapacitated and unable to run her business. Now, the good news is that this woman recovered and she's doing very well. But during the time she was in the hospital, she wasn't able to run her business. And the thing that actually kept her business afloat was the email marketing services and automations that this partner had provided her. And so I think that is just one of the most heartwarming and touching and really dramatic stories I've heard of recent memory of how, again, you're offering value, and in some ways value that can really sustain someone's business during a really difficult time.
Well, this is a difficult time, as you mentioned, for people on a number of fronts. Obviously, there are the health issues that are going on. There are a tremendous number of social, issues that are kind of swirling around. I mean, just the amount. I've said that I feel like the motto for 2020 should be, let's just do it all at once and get it over with, because that's kind of what it feels like. Everything's happening at once. In the midst of that, how do we, as freelancers, what are some best practices for reaching out with and connecting with potential new clients or prospecting, maybe during a time that maybe feels a little awkward to do that? How should we be thinking about that as freelancers?
It's a great question. I think one of the best ways is to try and network within your community, get to know other freelancers and learn from them on what they're doing. I find that a lot of freelancers right now are actually sharing leads and tips with each other. So I think that is actually one interesting way to try and generate new business. I would say the other thing to do is to see how you can add value to your wider community. If you've got a great strategy that you just put in place for a client, or some great work that you just did, maybe you built a website for someone, could you write about what made that so successful and think about how you can get that out to your existing clients and to new ones? Again, thinking about ways that you can provide some educational tips and value to your peer set, and then also to your clients and wider prospects. I think the other thing is, too often we don't ask. We don't say, hey, I've got some availability. Here's where I can add value. Is there anyone that you know that might be useful. And don't be shy about the ask. That seems obvious, but sometimes I talk to people and I say, well, how many people this week have you said, hey, I've got some availability and here's the kind of thing that I think I do really well. And often I hear one or two, you know, so I think just being willing to offer up your value can go a long way.
Well, I think it's a bit of a double-edged sword. I think people are afraid to do that because they want to seem busy, maybe. They don't want people to know they have availability because, you know, of the branding elements of seeming busy all the time. But the reality is we all have capacity. And I think most of us have capacity, you know. So there's no shame in admitting that.
Exactly. And like you said, it's a double-edged sword, but if you don't admit it, then often people just assume you're busy.
Yes.
So we should just all accept that, like you said, we have capacity. And sometimes, you know, I know I've found times when I was a freelancer, I just wanted to help and I wanted to stretch myself and, I was willing to take on a little more than I might otherwise have. So I think it comes in waves and it's okay to say, hey, I'd love to work on a new project or to take on a new client.
We're going to continue the interview with Amanda in just a minute. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Literati. So these days, it seems our lives are filled with stories that are a little disheartening. Now more than ever, we need stories that motivate us and inspire us. Stories from unique perspectives that lift us up and dare us to connect with diverse people who think differently. And that's why we all need Literati. If there's one thing we're all craving after this topsy-turvy year, it's an uplifting holiday season. We want the celebrations, the community, the conversations that will give us hope and inspiration going into 2021. And again, that's why we all need Literati. So Literati is a subscription book club that sends a beautiful book to your door each month, handpicked by world-renowned authors and leaders. Literati has book clubs curated by fascinating luminaries like Malala, Stephen Curry, Richard Branson, and Susan Orlean. With over a million new books released every year, finding impactful stories can be daunting, and Literati takes care of that. Every month, you'll get one paperback or hardcover book that's specific to your luminary's book club, like Malala's Club, Fearless, or Stephen Curry's Club, Underrated. These are life-changing books personally picked by awe-inspiring people. There's a personal foreword from your luminary in each month's book, and you'll also be able to use the Literati app to discuss what you read with your luminary. Yes, really. And with other readers. The Literati app gives you exclusive access to discussions led by book club luminaries Malala, Stephen Curry, Richard Branson, Susan Orlean, and others. You won't get insider access like this anywhere else. And you can also, by the way, gift subscriptions for 3, 6, or 12 months of books. It's a great way to keep the holiday magic going through 2021, whether you're gifting a friend, a family member, or even yourself. Get the books that the world's most fascinating minds are reading every month, and you can cancel anytime. So go to literati.com/accidentalcreative to find your perfect book club and sign up today. Remember, no one else has book clubs like these. Go to literati.com/accidentalcreative to get one book every month curated by today's leading authors and visionaries. They'll know I sent you when you go to literati.com/accidentalcreative. Make your holidays unforgettable this year. And now back to the interview with Amanda Malko. So what are some ways that we can connect with other freelancers? You know, those of us who are, I mean, because freelancing can feel very lonely, you know, often because you're working on your own very often and maybe having check-ins with clients, but you're typically not in a workplace work, especially right now, but even typically not in a workplace working with people. You're usually working remotely from your clients. What are some ways we can connect with other freelancers and begin those conversations?
Well, one way is certainly joining MailChimp & Co. So I definitely encourage freelancers to join MailChimp & Co. And you'll get access to the tools of MailChimp, but also a great community of freelancers. So that's one way. And I think, you know, I've seen a number of freelancer networks pop up in different specialty areas. So I think seeking those out, if you haven't, I think you'll be surprised to see how many there are, whether it's on Facebook, private groups, Slack. There's a lot of those. There's also an organization we partner with called Creative Mornings. MailChimp has been a sponsor of Creative Mornings for a long time. And they used to say we're the largest face-to-face community of creatives in the world. Today, that's online, and they've done it very, very well. And I think I join on they do events very often. You can join as often or even just once a month in your city. And it definitely feels, even in a virtual environment, that you're connecting with real people on the other side. So I highly recommend that as well. So those are some ways. I think that the isolation of being a freelancer is real, and I think it can go a long way in helping grow business, but also just grow ourselves personally as well, to just seek out more of those types of opportunities to connect.
Yeah. And I think that what you just said, you seek out, I think it's easy for us to default to whatever is most comfortable and easiest, which typically means just kind of, you know, working in our pajamas and our, you know, on our laptop all day, you know. But if we want better results, we have to get uncomfortable sometimes, which means going outside of ourselves, connecting with people, having conversations that may feel a little bit awkward at first, but trying to have those conversations, it's going to be the only way that we're going to actually grow ourselves and our business, to your point.
Yeah. And I was just talking with someone yesterday, and she was saying, well, I spend so much time thinking about new clients and talking to prospective clients. And sometimes I have to take a beat and think, well, if I talk to my peer set, I might learn something. Mm-hmm. I might get a new lead. At the very least, I'm going to be refreshed and remotivated. And so I think sometimes it's about just giving ourselves permission to talk to each other and spend some time doing that, knowing that it provides value too.
I love that. I would like to pivot just a little bit and talk a little bit broader about MailChimp, because I have been, as I mentioned, I've been a customer for a long time, but also a great admirer of all things MailChimp. And primarily it's because your company is always finding ways, very creative ways, to connect with the community. How does your culture stay fresh and creatively viable? What are some principles that you have for other companies maybe to help them maintain some of that creative freshness and viability?
What a great question. I think the core of it comes from our company motto, which is listen hard, change fast. Mm. And so MailChimp, from the very beginning, our founders, really took to heart the importance of really listening to the customer. And during a time like we're all experiencing now, that only becomes more important, because things are, whether we like it or not, as a global population and society, are changing very quickly. And so I think one of the things that we really try very hard to do is to listen to what our customers need, and to make sure that we really hear the underlying motivations behind those needs, because many times for small businesses, they're very personal. They don't just need marketing technology and tools. They really need solutions to grow their small businesses and to help sustain the life that they're trying to build for themselves and their families. So I think really understanding and empathizing with the customer is where a lot of that creativity and innovation comes from. And it's not easy, because just like we were talking about with freelancers, having to give yourself permission to take time to talk to and learn from each other, oftentimes companies have to do the same. And so we really, I think, give ourselves permission, and not only permission, we really know that we need to take time to stop and listen to our customers.
Mm. I think it was Seth Godin who said that marketing is listening. You know, we think marketing is speaking, but it's not. And so I love that ethic of we listen hard and we listen hard and we change fast.
Listen hard and change fast.
Yeah, I love that. That ethic is so helpful, I think, for anybody right now. So you are a very busy professional with significant responsibilities. How are you keeping yourself fresh and viable right now? Do you have any advice or tips or thoughts for people who are creative professionals like yourself, who are out there trying to find their way to the other side of this season that we're in?
Yes. And I also, that's such a great question. I feel like we should all just ask each other that question. Like, how are you getting through this? And what are you doing to hopefully have a pretty positive outlook during this time, which I know can be difficult. I think for me, it has come down to a couple of things. I said early on, if I can learn something during this environment, and I can see the positives in everything that is happening, I think we're going to come out on the other side of this stronger. And so I think it's a great time to learn. And so if you're a creative, I think giving yourself space to use even a little bit of time to learn a new skill it could be relevant to your profession or not. I've seen so many people start MBAs or learn how to paint for the first time or take a certification course. The MailChimp Academy certifications have been really, really popular right now. And I think it's because during times like this, we're all looking for something to grow and learn from this experience. And so I think just taking time to learn as a creative can go a long way. And again, having fun with it, not making it too serious what you're trying to learn, if you can.
I love that idea of learning something, developing a skill, connecting with other people. I mean, this would be a time it would be easy to cocoon, but I love that ethic of focusing on growth. Because, you know, we as a family, we have a couple of mottos during this time. This is going to end is one of our mottos, which
that's
is
a great one,
you know, because it's easy to think that what's happening now is going to happen forever. And it's not, you know, there's going to be a time we look back and think, oh, remember when that thing happened in 2020? And, you know, and the other one, we actually bought some art and put it on our wall of our home. It says we can do hard things. Because if anything, I really feel like what this year has taught us is that we can do hard things. And sometimes that means, you know, doing something that's uncomfortable, like learning a new skill. This is a great opportunity to do that. Or joining a community, you know, like MailChimp and Co. and connecting with other people and beginning to learn, you know, best practices from other people. And being humble enough to admit, I don't know everything, which is really difficult for some freelancers and professionals. But I love that advice, Amanda, because I think it is... this is a perfect opportunity to take advantage of, you know, all of those opportunities that are in front of us.
I love that. We can do hard things. We can. Yes. If you're a freelancer, you've already done hard things.
Yes, so that's exactly
you're,
right.
You're well ahead exactly of the game. Right.
If, I think if you're a freelancer, you basically have signed up to do hard things. That's kind of, you
100%.
Know.
Yeah. When people say like, how should I understand the lifestyle of a freelancer? And I was like, well, just know that people have chosen it in spite of all the reasons not to. That's one of the first things to know. And there's a really good reason for that. But it's sometimes an inconvenient choice, but it's a really beautiful one.
Absolutely. Well, Amanda Malko, she is the head of MailChimp & Co. and MailChimp Academy. Amanda, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. If people want to come and learn more about you and the work that you're doing, where can they go?
They can go to MailChimp.com/andco, and C-O.
Fantastic. Amanda Malko, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
And as always, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.